evening, good evening. Welcome to Blessing Focus Radio. Tonight is Wednesday night, October the 3rd, 2018. Tonight we are in the Apollonian studio of critically acclaimed Bishop, Founder, and Overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ, Dr. Bishop Bathroom Ward. Tonight is our Wednesday night Pray With Us session. We want to welcome you to Blessings by Grace Radio Hour, where we are taking your prayers to the throne of grace. We will believe with you that God will answer your prayers and open all doors for you. All you need is faith, a grain of a mustard seed. God is, always has been, and always will be there for you. Even in your darkest hour, he will provide. God provides no matter what. He will provide for you. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it will never lose its power. You know, ladies and gentlemen in radio land, think about it. If you've ever seen a mustard seed, it's very minute and tiny. But that's the amount of faith you need. You don't need some big, monstrous amount. You need very little faith, because your faith and understanding in Jesus Christ will carry you through. God will always be there to see you through, even in the darkest hour. He has always been there. He's there in the present. He's been there in the past. He'll be there in the future. God today, and he always will be the same forevermore. God never changes from the beginning of time until the end of time. God will be the same unchanging God. He's always forgiving us. We day in and day out, we must speak to God on a daily basis. He knows everything. He knows our minds. He knows our hearts before we think it, before we feel it. He knows everything. He created us to be in his image, and it is our esteemed duty to do our best for him, and it is our esteemed duty to do our best to share his goodness and his mercy with others. We are to be a leading example, letting our light shine as we go through our daily routine. We are to let somebody know about the goodness and the mercies of God, because he decided to leave us a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and he did leave us a comforter. And in knowing that, he has his ministers set up all across the world. They are preaching and teaching the gospel and praying. God said with two or three assembled, he will be that God in the midst, and he's always there when you least expect it. God is in the atmosphere. Open up that door and let them in. Ladies and gentlemen, my bishop and my pastor, also my grandpa too, and your host for the evening, Dr. Bishop Arthur Moore. God bless everybody.
Blessing Radio Land tonight. Thank God, amen, for today. This is the day the Lord has made. And let us be glad and let us rejoice in it. No matter what the condition is and no matter what you're going through, the Lord made this day. And so I want to say those of us that is alive, amen, let us rejoice, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. I am so grateful to be able to come back to you once again in Radio Land tonight. As my announcer has said, and thank God for bringing us on once again, amen, this is prayer time, prayer, prayer. The fervent prayers of the righteous prevail as much. I trust tonight, amen, you would tell somebody that Dr. Moore and his staff is on the air tonight. We want to take your prayer requests along with you to the throne of grace. Amen. Just amen. Tell your friends, amen, that we're here. You can call that number, praise the Lord, and we will be here waiting on you, praise the Lord, to take your prayer requests along with you to the throne of grace. Jesus is answering prayer. Jesus is answering prayer. Amen. He is a prayer answering Savior. My God, when I'm so excited, amen, from one day to the other one, amen, because I know it's not in my goodness that the Lord is blessing me to get up every morning, amen, and do the things that I'm able to do, but it's by the power of Jesus taking me through. And not only me, amen, I know that there are billions of you can testify of that. But amen, we give him credit to where credit is due to. Amen. Jesus is the one that died on Calvary for you. Jesus is your healer. Jesus is your deliverer. And we want to, amen, we want to say tonight, we are going to take your prayer requests along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Let us be like the little widow woman, amen, in the book of Luke, the 18th chapter. Let us worry the Lord. Let's worry, amen, as she worried the unjust judge, amen, let's worry the Lord. If you haven't got your answer, amen, for where you want the Lord to do something for you, amen, I'm asking you to constantly ask him. He hears you. And he knows you, amen. He even knows you, amen, what you are trying to ask before you even ask him. But, amen, that's just God's way, because God's way is not like our way. Get ready to tell your friends, amen, your neighbors, ever who you may, praise the Lord, be able to call. I need more callers, amen. I thank God for each of you that's calling in, but I need more callers, praise the Lord. Here to let the people know, amen, that we are spreading this gospel all over the world. It is not my gospel, amen, but this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He says in the last days, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. We don't preach, amen, Bishop Moore. We don't preach Dr. Moore, amen, but we preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. So tonight, praise the Lord. Get on that telephone tonight, amen, and let us hear from you tonight, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 John, amen, 4 and 6 says this, hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We know, amen, truth from error tonight. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and I am the life tonight. So let's lift up the name of Jesus. Ask Jesus what you want tonight. Praise the Lord. The Lord has answered our prayers in many ways. Amen. Many we have been praying for. They have been almost near death door, but the Lord have brought them back and they're up on their feet. And the Lord is healing and he is delivering. And I am so glad about what he's done right now. I'm excited about it. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. What he have done for one, he will do for the other one tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Moore, along with the staff here in the city of Apple Valley. We are here is to take your prayer request to the throne of grace as we do each Wednesday night. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say amen many times. Satan tries to come in and Satan tries to disencourage every born-again believer, not only me, but every born-again believer. Satan's going to try to disencourage them. But let me tell you, the word of God is my encourager. Amen. We know the spirit of truth. We know, amen, when we are being blessed by the power of Jesus. The lines are being opened at this time. Praise the Lord. And if you have a prayer request, amen, call in and let us know, and we will take it to Jesus along with you tonight. Praise the Lord. In the book of, amen, Galatians, it was written to help us to understand truth. Amen. Understand truth, to walk in the truth. 3 John 4 chapter, amen, and do the truth. Call in tonight, and we want to pray the Lord is to take your request to the throne of grace. We got problems everywhere over the face of this earth. Everywhere over the face of this earth. They're trying to make the truth out of a lie tonight. But, amen, I want you to stand for the truth because that's the only thing is going to get you into the kingdom of heaven is truth. Your body may be healed on this side. You may be delivered from many problems on this side. But if you don't know the truth, your soul won't see Jesus. Call us.
Hello. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless
you. Yeah, I'm calling in for prayer. First of all, I want to thank God for how he blessed me every day. And, you know, he has been so good. And I tell you, he covered with his blood as I get up in the morning. I go to and fro. And I just can't thank him enough for how he's blessed me for all these 70-some-odd years and continue to go and just be blessed.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. My deacon, I'm with you tonight. Amen. The Lord is good. He is good. Amen. We are in the 70s. Amen. And the Lord is taking us through. We can't do nothing but give him praise, and that's what we're doing tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, amen, for calling us tonight. And we have a horse under your heart. We're going to take your request and along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus right now. This young man in your sight, Lord God, is thanking you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy that you have scattered upon him. As Lord Jesus, he rises every morning from his bedside, giving you praise and giving you thanks for Lord healing and delivering him. My God, in the midst of a whole lot of things that's in his body, bro, you regulate those things and give him another chance, and we thank you for it right now.
Amen.
Most of all, Lord Jesus, we thank you for salvation coming in his soul. Oh, Jesus, my God, I remember one day that he didn't know you, but oh, Jesus, I remember him accepting you as his Lord and Savior and being filled with the presence of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for him tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue to watch over him and continue to bless the Lord. Continue to give him strength, Lord, as they go out and minister to men and women kind everywhere, Lord. Give him strength, give him knowledge, and give him understanding in the name of Jesus right now.
In the name
I pray in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine through him everywhere he may go. Jesus' name. Oh, I thank you for this man of God, Lord. Continue to bless his home and his family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know the desires of his heart. You know what he wants for his family. My God, work it out for him. He has been faithful to you for many years.
In the name of Jesus.
He's continuing to be faithful to you. He's going to be faithful to you until death. And we're giving you the praise and the glory for it right now. In Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. God bless you tonight. And thank you for calling.
God bless you, Bishop. I appreciate
amen,
it.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Call from 3107.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, God bless you, Sister Jenny.
I want prayer for my home, that my home ever come a home of prayer before it's too late, and pray for all of my children and my grandchildren that God might shield and cover them while they're out on this dangerous street, and that God will bring them back and save them before it's too late. Pray that, you know, my house become a home of prayer before it's too late.
God bless you, Mother Jen, and the multitudes of your thinking right now. Oh, praise the Lord. I also connect with you, amen, and pray, God, amen, that our home, amen, that these children we have and our grandchildren that we have will turn to them before it's too late.
Yeah.
Because we realize, amen, the day is coming and it's closely upon us. That it's going to be too late for many. It's going to be too late. Because Jesus said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
Yes.
Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, as this mother, my God, and this grandmother is looking down upon her children and having them as a mother hen covering her babe right now. She's hovering them with her prayer. She's hovering them with her love. She's hovering them with her joy. My God, enclose your spirit upon these tonight. My Lord, and you know how to minister to this generation. You know how to talk to this generation. My God, you know how to save this generation.
Yes.
Oh, the prayer, the righteousness is going up Baba Hoshanda. From house to house for these children, Lord, these grandchildren, then, Lord, God, you turn them around before it's too late. My God, give them a mind to repent of their sin before it's too late in the name of Jesus. Sanctify that house.
Yes.
Sanctify that house. Let those, my God, that don't know you say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name we pray, and we believe in it right now. My God, Mother Jenny, keep on praying, Lord, regardless, my God, of what we've done, regardless of what you've seen, keep on believing Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thanks the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Caller from Black Number, you're live in the air. Dr. Moore, hello, caller.
Yes, God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop. I'm just calling in for prayer as well. I'm very grateful for Jesus, and so many people need to stop complaining and be grateful. God is with us each and every day of our life. When you got so many people complaining and then they jealous of your blessing because they don't get blessed, God can bless us. He blesses us all in his time. You can't get blessed when this person gets blessed and that person gets blessed. Wait for your time to get blessed. You know what I mean? So that's my prayer request, and I love you, love you, love you, and I always enjoy your ministry.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Have that part of mind tonight. Amen. Jesus will bless if you let him bless.
Amen.
Jesus right now. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. My God, we ask you tonight, is to bless our Priscilla tonight. Continue to bless her. You have been blessing her all the way through. And she have been thanking you, Lord, for
thank
the blessing
you,
that you have pulled out up on her right now. And continue
you,
to pour out your blessing and continue
you,
to pour out your anointing on her right now.
You,
in
Jesus.
The name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
Lord, she loves you tonight. She loves you from the depths of her heart. She loves truth tonight. My God, my God, she loves truth tonight. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for her right now. Keep under your wings
you,
tonight.
Jesus.
Are you black tonight in the name of Jesus? My God, keep a household safe. My God, as you travel, you drive
thank
and
you
get safe. Every question may go at in the name of Jesus. Oh, continue to bless the Lord. Continue to bless the Lord. Continue to bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I claim victory for
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus.
My God, and let salvation continue to abide in that house in Jesus' name. Oh, thank the Lord. My God, go with the Lord tonight. Thank you for calling. We love you.
Thank
keep
you,
on
Jesus.
Blessing
thank
us
you,
tonight.
Bishop.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sounds awesome. Caller from 310-447.
You are live on your radio. Hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop.
God bless you, my son. God bless you.
I'm calling in for prayer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And how are you tonight, Brother Bird? Brother Bird?
Yes. Just pray for me and my family, my health.
We will do that. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, praise the Lord. You sound better tonight.
Yes.
All right, praise the Lord. We want to pray for Brother Berger. Let me tell you, I don't care how bad it is or what the doctors have said, continue to have faith in the Lord. You put your faith in the Lord tonight, hallelujah. And I know you must be putting your faith in the Lord because he's constantly calling us for prayer. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for moving on my brother's behalf. My God, I thank you for touching him. I thank you for going in his body right now. Lord, and touching and healing the things that are in his body right now. Oh, I'm claiming this by faith. My God. My God, my God. You said if we have the great faith of a grain of a mustard seed in the speech of that mountain, my God, that is in his life right now, intended to be removed into the depths of the sea. I find it in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority over it right now. Lord, strengthen him every time he calls. Strengthen him right now. Strengthen him right now, Lord. Let him know that you care about him. In the name of Jesus right now. Talk to him. Work with him, Lord. You know how to work with the Lord. You know how to lift him up, Lord. When nobody else, Lord. Encourage his spirit tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for him and what you've done for him right now. The Lord is working out for you right now, Brother Virgin. I believe, Jesus. I thank you for calling tonight. God bless you. Go with the Lord tonight.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. Thank you, Katasha.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. God is blessing us tonight here in the studio. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants to answer your prayer. He knows what you are going through even before, amen, you even tempt to ask him. He knows what you're going through with. Jesus is everywhere at all times. and Jesus loves you, and Jesus is concerned about humanity all over the world, not just here in the United States, but Jesus is concerned about humanity everywhere. Let's call the real God tonight. Let's call up on the one that can really help you. And the one that can really help you tonight is Jesus. He is the one that died for your sin. He is the one that's going to come back after his church. Don't stop calling tonight. God bless you tonight. As amen, as Jesus gave a strong warning that could be likened unto salvation, a road sign. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Everybody is not going to the straight gate tonight. Everybody don't want to find the straight gate. But beloveds, if you want to make an end tonight, if you want to be delivered from the power of Satan tonight, you must obey Jesus. You must obey Jesus to the letter. Enter ye in at the straight gate. He said, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. If you on Broadway tonight, and you claiming Jesus, you better come off of Broadway and find Straight Street. Straight Street, amen, means that you submit yourself only to Jesus. Broadway is, amen, is a crowded road tonight. You see some of everything on Broadway. Come on, church. Jesus is coming. Call that number tonight, amen. We are here to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. Was she in radio land tonight? This is Dr. Moore, praise the Lord, and his staff. Amen here. Amen. Waiting on your call. We want you to enter in at the straight gate tonight, amen, because broad is the way and leads to destruction, and many there be which go in therein. Many going to go in the Broadway, but come on, children. Read your Bible. Read the Word of God. We must obey the truth. We must obey the truth. We must crucify this old flesh. We must deny ourselves and obey the truth. Come on, it's prayer time. It is prayer time. Mothers, it's time to pray like never before. Fathers, it's time to humble yourself down on your knees before your family and call on the name of Jesus. Warning comes before destruction. And look at the Lord all over the face of the earth. As we see in many things, it's happening over the earth, amen. The Lord is just warning us. And these things is increasing. It's time to pray. And if the blood is not on your post, amen, death is not going to pass you by. Come on, children. Let us. It's free. It's prayer time. I'm so grateful to those in radio land, amen, is following this ministry and praying along with Dr. Moore. As I said, it's not my ministry. This is our ministry. When you help bless this ministry, amen, you are blessing your ministry. And I am so happy, amen, to know, amen, we give all credit to Jesus tonight. We're waiting on your call. And many there, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. This is a narrow way that we are traveling. Everybody that's saying, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter in. This is a narrow way. No liar is going to get into the kingdom of heaven. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Don't build your house upon a rock. I mean upon the sand. But build your house upon a solid rock. And that rock I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. Build your house upon Jesus. He's a solid rock. God bless you. We're waiting on your calls tonight. You tell your friends, amen, that Dr. Moore and his staff will be on every Wednesday night. Amen, is to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. We could quote many scriptures of healing tonight, but I just want to plainly tell you, Jesus says he is the one that heals you. I want to just hear some testimonies tonight, amen, letting us know, amen, where the Lord has brought you from and where he's bringing you from right now. Remember, he said, and few will be there that find the right way, according to Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 13 through 14. He instructed us to look for the straight and narrow way. Everybody don't want to walk this narrow way. They don't want to deny their flesh. Everybody's trying to have fun in the flesh. But many of these things, amen, you got to leave behind if you want to see Jesus. And you can let these false preachers fool you if you want to. Talking about the Lord, understand, yes, he understands all things. But he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We must follow Jesus. For the fact, the scripture record few. There be that find of this suggested that many people will overlook the real truth. They will overlook the real truth. Yes, I'm saved, they say, but I'm doing anything I want to do. Never, it don't work that way. Come on, children. Let's pray together tonight. Call us tonight. Praise the Lord. We're waiting on your call tonight. Amen. To hear from you tonight. Amen, Dr. Moore and his staff here. Amen. In the city of Apple Valley. The Lord is just so good to us. He is just so good to each one of us that he allowed, amen, us to live to see another day. I can't do anything but say thank you. Thank you, Lord, because it wasn't in my power, but it was in his goodness and his mercy that he has allowed us, amen, to see another day. He allowed us to, amen, make sure we can get it right. This is your dressing up room right here on earth. Your dressing up room, amen, will not be in, amen, what people say, some people say, in purgatory. You can't get it in purgatory. If you don't get it, amen, here on this side, amen, it's all over with. When you die, you cannot repent. We're praying, amen, for the sick and afflicted, amen, all over the face of this earth, praise the Lord. We're praying, amen. I know personally, amen, many that is sick and they are afflicted in convalescent homes, in the hospitals, amen, just in home, period. But I am so grateful for God's mercy. Many has been down and didn't think they was going to rise, but amen, but by continue praying and continue believing the Lord, by continue fasting, amen, Jesus has risen some up, and we are so grateful. We're thankful this morning, and we're praying, amen, as the radio is silent, amen, we're praying for our own Mackie Brown, Pastor Mackie Brown, in the city of Phoenix, Arizona. We're praying for our own Mother B in the city, amen, of Phoenix, Arizona. I'm praying, amen, for my brother Raymond in the city of Phoenix, Arizona. I'm praying, amen, for those, amen, here in Los Angeles. Amen, for my own superintendent, amen, and his wife here. I'm praying, praise the Lord, for Mother Davis and her family. And there are so many other on the prayer line, a prayer list, that we are praying for, amen, that God continue to give them a speed of recovery right now. And we are praying for those, amen, that I'm talking to, amen, but they can't reach me tonight, amen, by telephone, but there is no dissonant prayer. Stretch out your hands of healing. Stretch out the divine hand of mercy tonight and touch all over the face of this earth. Touch in the name of Jesus. Deliver your people's mind. God, deliver right. Deliver in the name of Jesus. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. And you are a just God. And you see everything that's going on right now. Touch in the name of Jesus. Let your healing go out, Lord. My God, not only your healing, let salvation flow through the veins of men tonight, amen. If they don't know you tonight, let them say, what must I do to be saved? Let repentance come into their mind tonight in the name of Jesus. We're praying for God's people everywhere tonight, everywhere tonight. We're praying for God's people. Ah, he's so big, you can't go over him, amen. He's so wide, you can't go around him. He's everywhere. He's all over tonight. Do you realize what I'm saying? We serving a mighty God tonight. We serving a God don't have to answer to nobody else. Or have to answer to no other God tonight. Hallelujah. He's great tonight.
Hello from 818-641. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Tasha.
God bless you.
God bless you, my daughter. God bless you.
Yes, I was wondering if I was going to get in. I thought it was some bad connection, but the Lord is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Bishop, I want you to just continue to pray for me and my husband so that I go stronger and stronger in the Lord. And we come back in the house of the Lord and pray for my children and their companions and their children, as well as my brothers and sisters. And they, you know, that the Lord may bring them in before it's too late. Pray for soul salvation.
Yes.
Yes, I'm for the body of Christ everywhere, greater all nations, as a whole, and you, Bishop, and all the saints and their children.
Thank you.
I'm also just praying for those behind the prison wall that the Lord will do not our will, but his will. Let them know that he's not left them or forsaken those that's behind the prison wall.
Yes.
But God knows who they are, and he knows their address, where they're at. That is my prayer tonight.
God bless you, my sister, tonight. Amen. The Lord hears everyone that you have called tonight. We're going to take these requests, amen, to the Lord. And I want you to continue to believe, amen, that the Lord is honoring your prayers. Amen. He hear your prayers. And the Lord know how to work out your prayers. My God, in the name of Jesus right now, my beloved sister tonight, the Lord is concerned about a multitude of people tonight. Know that is behind prison walls, Lord. They're still yours, Lord. They may have committed a crime, but they're still yours.
Yes, sir.
My God, we want you to go there and touch them and save them and protect them right now in the name of Jesus right now. And Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord,
we want you to cover these, my God, that is around us. We want you to cover them under your blood, Lord. My God,
yes,
we want you to save our children.
You
save them, Lord. Save them, Lord. Save them, Lord. My God. We once was lost, Lord. We once was lost. We once was not saved. But, oh, you brought
us
in. You know how to turn us around. You know how to work it out for us, Lord. My God, my God. We all once were sinners. But, Lord, you saved us. You saved us. You say it as well.
Yes.
These are your children. These are your children out there, Lord. These are your children. Satan is trying to sift each one of them as a grain of sand. But Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Take your hand off of God's people tonight.
In the
save
name
them.
Of Jesus.
Save them tonight. Save them tonight, Lord. Save them. Put a bread in the heart of your mothers. Put a bread in the heart of men for their children, Lord, that they might be saved before it's too late.
Yes,
because
Lord.
You coming as a thief in the night. You coming, Lord, when nobody
Lord.
Expects what you call. You coming, Lord, and then it's going to be too
yes,
late.
Yes, Lord.
To repent. Save them tonight.
In
oh,
the name
to
of
his mother. Continue to strengthen her family. Continue to help her witness in these last and evil days. And we're going to give
yes,
you the praise
Lord.
And all the glory for what you have done and what you've done right now. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Mahota Hoshan. Thank you,
now,
in Jesus.
Bishop, there's a friend of ours. He was in the hospital, and he had some little surgery, right? But now he can't feel his legs and stuff like that. He's a good, close friend. We just want to keep him in prayer. His name is Fonzel. He was one at one of my weddings. He was in the wedding with us. Mm-hmm.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Ever what's
yes.
wrong with him, amen. God, amen, has a way of getting out of our getting. Oh,
yes.
it may not be like we want it, but God has a way of getting out of our attention. Lord God, we
yes.
ask you tonight, that young man, we thank you for sparing his life. Lord, my God, you can
yes.
talk to him. My God, let your spirit rest upon him right now. Let him look into the life and see, Lord, that you see a good turn. No matter if he came
yes,
through his way, you see a good turn. Lord, I'm asking you to minister to that young man. Minister to him, Lord. Save his soul. And I thank you for
yes,
this sister.
Lord.
Let her be able to continue to carry the gospel to him. In Jesus' name we praise. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
And thank you for
thank
calling
you,
tonight.
God bless you. I love you.
We love you too. God bless you.
All right.
This is the day the Lord has made. And let us be glad and rejoice there in it.
Caller from 323-428. You're live here with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah, Bishop, I'm calling to request prayer for me and my family.
God bless you tonight, my brother. Amen, amen. We're so glad to hear from you tonight. Amen. We are going to take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. The Lord God shine his face upon us all tonight. And Lord God, as my brother calling tonight for himself and his family tonight, hear our cry. Hear our cry, Lord. I know it, Lord, what we need even before he asks tonight. Let your spirit go and minister there to that house in the name of Jesus tonight. As time is closing in on us, Lord, let us all say yes to your will tonight. In the name of save our household, whether it's big or whether it's small, save our household, Lord. Let the household be of one mind and be of one accord. Oh, Jesus. We thank you for your hand of mercy that you have extended upon us this longer. My God, we thank you for keeping us in peace. We thank you for hearing our cry. Bless this household in Jesus' name, baby. And all of us. Blessing in Jesus' name, and we proclaim victory for this household right now. We claim deliverance right now, and let peace abide in this household in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every devil in hell, my God, that go through this house, we ask you to cast it out in Jesus' name. My Lord, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory for it right now. Thanks the Lord, and thank you for calling, brother. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Bishop. All right.
Yes, Lord. Call us tonight. Praise the Lord. We are here to take your prayer request with you to the throne of grace tonight. The Lord is blessing us right now. The Lord knows what you need before you even ask him tonight. Radio Land, wake up tonight. Wake up tonight. Don't you see what's going on in our country? Our country needs prayer. And I don't mean just any prayer, but I mean some sincerely prayer, some real prayer. If you're not living right, the Lord hears you. God wants a prayer that people that's living right. Come on, children. Let's wake up and serve the Lord while we can. Don't let it be, amen, like Sodom and Gomorrah. As the way we are headed, amen, when they knew one thing, amen, it was all over with. Don't let it be. Don't let it be. Those people, amen, but they had got wicked in the land. They, amen, didn't honor their God no more. And, amen, God got tired of it. God got tired of it. And fire rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Don't let it be that way. He destroyed the world once by water. But he said, I will not do it anymore by water, but this time I'm going to destroy it by fire. Come on, get on the Lord's side. Young people, make up in your mind, amen, you're going to serve the Lord for yourself. Be at Joshua. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Regardless of what you see other people do, humble yourself to serve the Lord. It's better to have eternal life than to have damnation life. I'd rather suffer the things on this side than to lose my soul and have to suffer damnation on the other side for eternity. I'm sure tonight, all of those that love Jesus, they will have eternal life. You got to love him, but you got to obey him. Many people love Jesus, but they don't obey him. But and that's not saying you really, really, truly obey him. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And my commandment is not grievous. God bless you tonight. We have, amen, a few more minutes, amen, on air tonight. And we want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Abba Hoshana, the Lord, amen, is blessing us tonight. There is but one gospel also which cannot be changed and will stand even during the time in the book of Revelation. There is not but one gospel, and that gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that gospel is going to stand regardless of what come up. How many antichrists try to come and change, amen, the gospel of Jesus is going to stand. Oh, praise the Lord. Revelation says, and I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwelleth on the earth and to every nation, kindred, and tongue, and people. Revelation chapter 14 and 6. Amen. He said, when this gospel is preached, he said, then shall the end be. Amen. The end of this age is nigh. The end of this age is nigh. Technology is called the end of this age to get in a hurry because people is hearing the word of God everywhere. The everlasting gospel will endure time. I don't care how time comes, this gospel is going to stand. The word everlasting suggested that the gospel began and will continue indefinitely. From the beginning point, this would account for Paul's strong condemnation of the Galatians departed from the one true gospel. Amen. Why did you depart from the one true gospel, you Galatians? You were on the right road, and you let the devil trick you. so many once was on the right road, but they're trying to find it either way. It's not no either way. It's the obedience of the word of God. It's not no either way to heaven. But everybody want to take the either road. Oh, foolish Galatians, who bewitched you? Who stopped you that you should not obey the truth? Some of you know the truth, but you decide in your mind, I don't want to go that way because it takes all the pleasure out of my life. I can't do what I want to do. I'm going to a church where everybody can do what they want to do, and they're still going to heaven. Quit making yourself out of a lie. You know right from wrong. Come on, this is Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. I love you tonight. I love each one of you out there tonight. If I didn't, I couldn't be on this radio telling you what I am doing tonight. But I love you. And I want to see you all go to heaven. I don't want you to be fooled tonight. Amen. I want you to go to heaven. And it's a price you have to pay to go to heaven. Now, Jesus paid the price for our sins, but amen, we got to pay a price to get there. And that price is obedience. I mean, obey Jesus, not me. Obey Jesus. Call in tonight. We're so grateful for those already that call in tonight. We are waiting on you tonight, amen. It's to finish out this hour tonight and let us know that you have a request. You have a prayer request tonight. Let me know, amen, that you are listening to us tonight, amen, and Jesus is doing something for you. Reach out your hands, amen, and touch your radio as a hand of contact tonight. Amen, and let's believe Jesus. Amen. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere over the face of this earth, my God, those that are listening for me tonight, my God, under the sound of my voice, you know what they need. You know how to work it out in their lives, Lord. Touch everywhere, Lord. Touch everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bring healing, bring deliverance, bring salvation in the name of Jesus. My God, by your spirit, and only by your spirit, you able is to deliver your peoples right now. My God, in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. In this studio right now. Praise the Lord. The honest heart individual must sincerely search out the one true gospel. In the pages of God's word, read the word of God. Read the word of God. And you'll find the one true gospel. Read God's word. Study to show thyself being approved, being a workman, even not ashamed, to rightly divide the word of truth. Come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord, and I'll be your God, and you shall be my people. Come out from among those that are not living according to the word of God. Come and be separated. God is looking for a holy church. Holy people. If this broadcast is meaning anything to you, praise the Lord, I want to encourage you, amen, call in and let me know. Praise the Lord. Because this is something the Lord has laid upon my heart. Amen. And I don't mind spending time, praise the Lord, waiting on you. Amen. It's a call in. But I'd like to hear from you. Let the world know, amen, we lifting up the name of Jesus. Let the world know, amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, come on. And the only way that Jesus can be lifted up, it's going to take you and I is to lift him up. He said, I will draw all men unto me. It's important for you to call in It's important because you are letting the world know you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto all that believe. Now, if you're ashamed of him, you ain't going to help lift him up. If you don't believe this gospel, you're going to keep silent. But if you believe this gospel, you are not going to keep silent. Don't depart from the truth. Not in the latter days that we're living in right now, don't you depart from the truth. There are many organizations, amen, is beginning to learn, amen, they was not in the truth, but this true gospel is being preached, and many organizations is breaking loose from many organizations that has been preaching for many years, but now the truth is shining, the true light is shining, and they're coming out. They're coming out of these dark churches. And they're coming to the truth. Let Jesus be your light tonight. Let Jesus be your light tonight. Jesus says when he was in the world, I am the light of the world. Everybody saw the light that was in Jesus' life when he was in the world. But when he got ready to leave here, he told his disciples, ye are the light of the world. You have to let your light shine. You is a city that sits on a hill. And there is a city that sits on a hill. Everybody can spot that city when there is a light there. You're a city that sits on that cannot be hid. If your life is shining tonight, everywhere you go, somebody see that light in your life, and they know you're a different person from the world. There is just something about a Christian that lets you know, amen, that they are a child of God, regardless of their race, creed, or color. There is just something about a Christian stand out. God bless you in Radio Land. This is Dr. Moore and his staff here in the city of Apple Valley. We have, amen, a few more minutes, amen, and we want to praise the Lord, give you that time to call in, praise the Lord, and get your prayer request granted tonight. The Lord want to honor your prayer request. Paul says in 2 Timothy, he says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know who I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and in love, which is in Christ Jesus. That godly thing was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us. 2 Timothy 1:12-4. God bless you in Radio Land tonight. We love you tonight, all over the world tonight. We love you tonight. Keep praying for Dr. Moore, amen, and the staff here, amen, in the city of Apple Valley. Amen. We are praying for God people everywhere. Everywhere I'm praying for God people. We lift up a standard for the Lord. Come on, let us be an army. Let's raise up an army for Jesus. Let's defeat Satan in the last and evil days. Don't let Satan overcome you. Overcome Satan with righteousness. God bless you. We love you. Until next Wednesday, this is Dr. Moore and his staff saying good night, and may the Lord richly, richly bless you into the hands of my announcer.
That was awesome. Thank you all who called in for prayer. Please tell others to call in for prayer as well. We love you. We love you. We love you. God bless you until next time. Good night, everybody.